A change in emissions law, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. In their executive update, the Idaho Cattle Association reported the District of Columbia Court of Appeals has granted a request by EPA to delay the requirement that CAFOs report manure-based airborne emissions of ammonia under CERCLA. I called ICA CAFO specialist Brittany Hurst.
Under CERCLA, which is an acronym for a much larger name that I can never remember exactly.
All right, Brittany, I'll help you out. CERCLA stands for the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act, known also as Superfund. It was passed in 1980 in response to some alarming and unacceptable hazardous waste practices and management going on in the 1970s. But anyway.
It's an air emissions reporting regulation. And forever, there's been an agriculture exemption for that, so that feedlots and dairies did not have to report their air emissions under CERCLA. The D.C. Circuit Court threw out that exemption a couple of months ago, and the deadline was supposed to be November 15th. By November 15th, feedlots and dairies that exceeded the maximum air emissions of ammonia and hydrogen sulfide, which is 100 pounds per day of each, would have to start reporting to CERCLA just that they had an emission. This wasn't an instance where EPA came and said, oh, we want to get rid of this exemption. It was the court's decision. So EPA filed to extend that deadline
to January 22nd.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.